fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 14th day of July. We've got open lines. The call number is 512-248-8252. I first became aware that things weren't right with the federal government when I was serving in military intelligence and psychological warfare in Vietnam. At the time, as a youngster, 20 years old, I thought this was an anomaly. I thought it was good-meaning men and women in Washington, D.C., who simply had made mistakes. I didn't understand the corruption, the collusion, the conspiracy that was going on as a 20-year-old. I got to Vietnam 2 weeks after my 20th birthday, by the way. Very young man. I'd only been out of high school not even a year and a half when I arrived in Vietnam. And my focus initially was to educate people about the truth about what was going on in Vietnam. Since I spent most of my working days, except during the Tet Offensive, except when I was pulling nighttime guard duty, except when I was helping defend the perimeter of Binh Tui Air Base one night, and flying 57 combat missions. My usual workday was studying classified documents from the CIA, from the Army Security Agency, from military intelligence and other places, and then writing reports on my observations, my knowledge. RAND Corporation, we got lots of RAND Corporation classified documents. Since my parents graciously provided the St. Louis newspaper to be mailed to me, I knew what was being reported back in the States, and I also knew that the war people thought was going on was not the war that was going on. I knew that. And then when I got back, I did my best to educate people about the nature of the war. People didn't want to hear it. In fact, even my own parents didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear that their own son, who spent most of his year in Vietnam studying classified documents, that he didn't know the truth, that Walter Cronkite knew the truth. Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America, is what he was referred to at the time. It was pretty maddening, quite frankly. I was glad when the war finally ended in 1975. When that last helicopter left the roof of the American Embassy in Saigon, I was glad it was finally over, that the loss of American life had finally ended. And I got to, and I went on with my life and no longer felt any compulsion to educate people about the nature of that war. And I went on with my life to continue my career. By then, I was already a criminal defense investigator, and have been for several years in 1975. And most of my adult life, I spent as a criminal defense investigator, private detective, if you will, working on civil and criminal matters for decades, hundreds and hundreds of cases, many minor and some major, of course. Every murder case I worked, for example, basically took a year of my life. That's just the nature of defending a man or a woman charged with murder. In fact, now that I think about it, I don't think I had any female murder clients. They're all male. And then in the mid to late, I guess it was the late 1980s, all this anti-gun stuff started coming up, and I became concerned that our Second Amendment was under attack, and I became politically active once again to help protect the Second Amendment from the socialist, communist, Democrats who wanted to attack the Second Amendment. Now, my outreach grew to the point where in the spring of 1995, I decided I would like to become a radio talk show host to have a much larger audience to get the word out, to educate people. Focused initially on the Second Amendment, but expanding into preparedness. I've been with Republic Broadcasting now for, well, a long time, a real long time. There may be a host or two here longer than myself, I'm not sure. Doesn't really matter to me. I was introduced to Mr. Stattmiller, and I started out with a Sunday. It was either a Saturday or I think initially a Saturday afternoon show. It went to a Sunday afternoon show, which I had for years. And I've been full-time here at Republic Broadcasting for quite a few years. It's been a good experience. Good people like Julie, for example, running all this sophisticated technical complex equipment every morning. She does a marvelous job. The other technicians that work there. Losing Mr. Stattmiller was a great loss. It's been about a year ago. I went to visit Mr. Stattmiller. We had not talked in person for quite a while, and it was so good to catch up with John in person. And we had a lengthy brunch. One morning, it lasted, I think, nearly 3 hours. We sat in this restaurant not far from the headquarters there, talking about life, talking about situations we had to deal with. It was a great visit, and I'm very glad that I got to do that. So here we are, Republic Broadcasting. The world is moving forward with all these issues, and I continue to try to educate and inform and help people get prepared. I've seen firsthand the consequences of not being prepared when I was in the Tet Offensive of 1968. I did my best to warn my buddies what was coming. A few paid heed, most did not. Most did not. That hasn't changed. Half a century later, things have not changed. Very few people pay heed. Now imagine you're in an outfit in combat in Vietnam. Your buddy John Moore spends his day reviewing classified documents, and he tells you there's going to be a major attack. And he tells you to get ready. and you still don't get ready. And looks like we've got our first call. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Yes, you were just talking about prepping there, and I'm sitting here thinking, yep, the most important preparation anyone can make is to be ready to meet Jesus on the other side of the veil of the curtain of death. If you, definitely think, I like the one bumper sticker that says, if you die, if you're born twice, you die once. If you're born once, you die twice. And that is, that means that you're born in your body, and then you have to die once, your body dies once, and then in the afterlife, one either is either born again to new life or dies the second death, which is eternal. So that's that. That's a bad thing. So you don't want to do that. So I encourage people to prepare for anything that might be coming by getting to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then you have access to Him to pray during the bad times. So certainly physical prepping is good, but spiritual prepping is important too.
And, it is, absolutely. It is, absolutely.
In that vein, what I originally called about was there are some interesting, very interesting diplomatic things going on now. And this would be in contrast to some of what Dr. Horowitz believes. But, like, so when you hear me speak, I'm basically articulating the stance of Christian evangelicalism, of just, when you say Protestantism per se, but evangelicals, Pentecostals, and Messianic Jews, we're looking for the return of Christ. And so we would say that we recite the scripture that says that as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That when Jesus comes, he's not going to come back to receive a very happy, pleasant, redeemed, loving world, but it's going to be as in the days of Noah when there was violence everywhere in the earth, and every man's hand was against his neighbor and brother and everything else. So it'll be a quite a tumultuous time. But one of the events en route to the return of Christ is something called the Magog battle, which I'm sure you've heard mentioned. There's the Magog battle, and then there's the Armageddon. People know the term Armageddon. They mistakenly think it has to do with the end of the world or a nuclear war or something like that. Armageddon is at the end of the seven-year tribulation when Jesus returns to the Mount of Olives, from which he ascended. But prior to that, there's a battle called this Magog battle, and there are diplomatic meetings going on at, you know, this right now, that we've got Biden going to Israel and then to Saudi Arabia, and so we've got that contingent, and the Saudis and the U.S. and the English-speaking world will be sitting on the sidelines when this Magog battle comes. And the Magog battle has nations of Turkey, Iran, a lot of people think Russia, because where they are, and what we would call the modern Shiite nations of North Africa coming against Israel. And in that battle, and so right now we have Putin of Russia and Erdogan of Turkey flying to Iran to meet. And it just so happens that's the big contingent, the primary contingent of this army that comes down against Israel in the Magog battle. So right now we've got diplomacy going on, you know, Biden going to Israel and Saudi Arabia, and Putin and Erdogan going to Iran. These are the very entities that Ezekiel 38 talks about, this Magog battle. And in that battle, the Bible says that 5/6 of the invading army is destroyed. And a lot of people believe, myself included, that could well be the catalyst that leads to the signing of the treaty by the Antichrist that initializes the seven-year tribulation period. So just wanted to get that stuff out there. We are seeing diplomatically on our television the meeting of these, the aligning of these very nations that are going to be involved in this Magog war, which is probably seems like it's going to be relatively soon, if we're seeing all of these alignments being put into place. And with all these the different forces in Syria, I mean, that's right where this is going to emerge from, coming down from Syria and through the Golan Heights, and then 5/6 of that army will be destroyed. So I just want to get that out there, John. So just watch your TVs and watch the Bible come to life. Take care.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas.
John. Hi, John. This is, I get the flyer from the Extraordinary Technology Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a Tesla deal. And I see that Sky Huddleston is going to be presenting a Bork engine. Have you seen what he's going to be presenting?
I walked over and touched it just last Thursday, and I'll probably see it again today.
Yeah, I had a, I haven't been in touch with him for 15, 20 years, but I have a friend that's got a machine shop, and he has presented over there. At the time, he was working on building a Bork engine, and I didn't know too much about
it. Well, we have a working model of it, so.
Yeah, he was going to put his, he was taking ultralight lessons, and he was going to put his in a ultralight, and I haven't spoken to him in a long time, but, you know, they don't let just anybody present at that thing. You've got to have some street cred present there, so that's really cool.
Oh yeah, it's Sky's the real deal. He's a bona fide genius, and I'm glad to see he'll be doing that.
Well, you can tell that from when we ask him questions, and he just, you know, you can tell he's highly intelligent. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for the call, Sharon. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Okay, yeah, Sky Huddleston, he's the CEO of the Liberated Rocket Heater Company. I am the executive vice president, and the Bork engine is cutting-edge technology, to say the least, and we do have a working prototype. Looks like we've got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, John. I wanted to say something more about what I think the Supreme Court's doing right now involving the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. And I just got talking to you this morning about the water at Camp Lejeune. I didn't want to say, I hope his water filters out the things that was in that water. And a million people at Camp Lejeune were affected.
There's not a million people at Camp Lejeune, Pat.
Okay.
There's no military base that we have that has a million people.
It went on from 53 to 85, and the Marines knew about it, but they didn't say anything. And I don't know if they thought that those things weren't very important, but. Anyway, I think I forgot what I was going to say, but okay. The environment was not protected, is what I'm trying to say, because mainly I wanted to thank Dr. Horowitz for, you know, proceeding legally, because that's why we have laws, right? We don't want to get guns and shoot everybody we're mad at. But before, when you discovered that something bad had happened to you, the statute of limitation was over according to the state. So I think that SCOTUS is ruling, I don't want to get into the details of it, but anyway,
well, statute of limitations begins when you find out you were harmed, not when you were harmed, in case you don't know.
Okay, that's what I was trying to say.
Right, right. Hold on. If you want to hold on to the break here, Pat.
All right.
Hold on. Fine.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. Yes, it will be winter in about 5 months. You want to be warm and cozy and save money. Time to get your Liberator Rocket Heater ordered is now, so you can take delivery, have it installed, get your supply of either wood pellets or regular firewood ready to go, and be warm and cozy and save money next winter. Details at thelibertyman.com. Pat, you have a further comment or question, my dear?
Well, you said you knew already that it began when you found out about it, okay? But I think that it didn't include any compensation for your injury or your disability. But the point is that now...
let's back up. Now, we're talking about a civil lawsuit involving an injury.
Well, yeah. I forgot to tell you what the chemicals were. But I think some of them were in the clot shot. But the fact is that it, different people contaminated the area around there. And so the water, so I guess anybody that lives near the water knows how easy it is. You go down a foot and you hit water for quite a ways, you know.
You still talking about Camp Lejeune?
Uh-huh. And so,
are you still talking about Camp Lejeune, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't clear on that. They didn't really dispose of the chemicals like they should have. And so that's why I said a million people were affected from 53 to 87.
Over decades of time. Well, a million people that could be affected over those decades, of course.
It was a pretty big plane. We don't know exactly what the Supreme Court is doing about everything that's supposed to be the EPA. I mean, if it's going to be a protection agent.
Is there a case pending for the Supreme Court now involving the EPA?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not sure how recent this is. I haven't finished with studying the thing, but there's all kind of organizations. They say the Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation Liability Act, Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act, is what they want done because. Just to stop them from doing it's one thing, but even most of the time they've already stopped doing it, sold the property and moved off and not responsible is what it is. But each state can do what they want to do, right? And there's the problem is that same thing, like I guess about abortion, this one should involve the federal government because the EPA is a federal government organization, right?
It's a federal agency, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I think they tried to rule in the EPA and make it be responsible for the environment instead of just, the word.
It sounds I'm not sure what that means. Rule in the EPA. I'm not sure what that means. Rule them in.
As the EPA is why Biden, they use environment for every excuse they can. That's what they did when they closed Anwar. Biden, an hour after becoming president, he wrote an executive order overruling the whole thing that Trump did up there at Anwar. First thing he did for the environment, okay? Environment. His was the air pollution and all that stuff from the gas oil well, whatever they had there on the coast. It wasn't inside the protection part of Alaska. But anyway, I'm just trying to say that they're going to use the environment for everything but justice. And that's one of the things they're arguing is that the Justice Department isn't giving justice and using that federal agency like that. I'm glad to see what the Supreme Court is doing like that, looking at all the whole country instead of letting them rule. They do more ruling. The EPA does more ruling than good. You know that, don't you?
More what than good?
More overruling justice for who knows what reason,
A lot of damage.
There you go.
We have a break. We'll be right back. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, there's a lot there. Exclusive content nowhere else on the internet. We have the latest intelligence briefing updated weekly. We have articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, published once or twice a week. I'm so happy that Mike Lindell's people reached out to us, and he made me a dealer for the MyPillow products. Gentlemen, you want to be a hero for the ladies in your life? Check out the excellent MyPillow products, the pillows, the sheets, the sleepwear, the slippers. They're all very nice, up to a 66% discount when you use the coupon code, the promotion code, JR Liberty. And, of course, Liberator Rocket Heaters. It'll be winter in about 5 months. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money. Time to get your order in, get take delivery, get it installed, get your fuel. It is right now. Check it out at thelibertyman.com. Before we get to my friend Tom Berryhill, we got a caller from the last segment. We got Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. I just started hearing you a couple weeks ago, and I really appreciate you, and I love your Green Beret song. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
When Pat called about the EPA Supreme Court hearing that was last term, and they made the decision. It had to do with regulations in the agency that, you know, they're not legislators, they're regulations, and it's not law. I actually called my congressman and said, well, in that case, let's look at the FCC because, you know, they won't let you say anything about wireless and health effects for years. And right. People are clearly affected.
Right.
I mean, in multi ways. So I wanted to mention that. And also, if you didn't know, and I don't know the name of the EPA case or the one, but there was a case that also had to do with Miranda rights, which pretty much does away with Miranda rights. Like, even if they don't read you your rights, they can still present evidence in court that they find, even though you haven't been given your Miranda rights. The Supreme Court's a kind of a problem, I'd say. And the other is, I just wanted to thank you. I was wondering what you thought of, like, Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers, since you were talking about Vietnam and working with Rand Corporation and reading the classified documents.
Well, the Pentagon Papers were very foundational in helping people understand the true nature of the war that was going on. And Daniel Ellsberg took risked a lot by publishing them.
Yeah. Actually, you know what was lost? He also had papers that had to do with the nuclear program, but he had given them to his brother, and there was a mudslide or something near where his brother lived. And though he had hidden them, they got lost in that mudslide, so those papers are gone, which would probably have been important for us to know. But I appreciate all you share, and I'm really struggling, and you helped me feel better today. So thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. We appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger. All right. And we do a patient waiting green to my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the manufacturer of the EnergyClear, the one, the only single man working by himself to manufacture the EnergyClear, which I ship all over the planet to help people get their life back. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
You sound very perky and upbeat this morning, my friend.
I'm charged up and ready to go.
All right. All right. Well, we have new listeners every week, such as Lynn, for example, who just started listening a couple of weeks ago, who don't know barely who I am, never heard of Tom Berryhill, don't have a clue what the EnergyClear is. So we need to start with our disclaimer, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do, John, and here we go. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, I have a young man who does yard work for me. He cuts trees, he cuts brush, he mows the lawn. And he was in my studio the other day, and he saw all the energy cleaners and the stacks and stacks of mattress pads, and he says, what is all this? And I told him, and he told his parents, of course, what he observed, that John Moore ships these all over the world, Australia and Canada and New Zealand and so forth, all over the United States. And now his mother and father are ordering an energy cleaner and a mattress pad also. So word gets around, doesn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir, it really does, John, and word of mouth is how so much of it happens. But, yeah, these units are in use worldwide and have been. We've been making these since March of 2000, so it's been a little bit over 22 years.
And I think I've been helping you sell these for 12 years, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, around August of 2010.
Right, right. Not long after I started helping you, I gave one to Tim Spencer along with back at the time, a Lumen screen wire pad. And he procrastinated for 2 weeks before he got started. He regrets that to this day. But let's back up a bit and just let people know what the EnergyClear is not. It is not a TENS unit. Keep that in mind. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The EnergyClear is a electronic healing device. That's what I put on a customs label when I ship these overseas. Electronic healing device that puts out an electrostatic signal that goes to every cell in your body. flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. That's what it does. We focus on two things. We focus on pain mitigation, especially arthritis pain, doesn't matter what the source of pain is, and getting a great night's sleep. Adults all over the world have great issues with those two issues. Americans, about half the adult population, either pain issues or sleep issues, or both. Energy Cleaner itself is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, and one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be to one of the mattress pads or the travel pad or the micro plush throw that I now offer. I just took delivery of 32 micro plush pads throws yesterday, Tom, by the way. Filled up one corner of my studio. You simply install the batteries, plug in your mattress pad, and sleep on the bed. Or if you got a micro plush throw, you can use that on the bed, on your recliner, or on your car seat, can you, Tom?
That's right. And that unit to use in the car, that is an excellent application for this type of technology. John, I've heard over the years from so many over-the-road drivers, truck drivers running these 18-wheeler rigs, and, they have a long, hard day of driving, and so many of these people have told me that at the end of their shift, they feel like they could continue to go on, and they're using an energy cleaner with a pad on the driver's seat. Sometimes a passenger, too. You can't connect two of them together onto one machine if they have a second driver going with them. And I know in several cases, that's when they would switch drivers because the other had to take their mandatory break. But they said that so many of them told me that they wish they didn't have these regulations where they had to take a break after a certain amount of hours on the road because they felt that they could just continue on for quite a ways longer. And every mile that they cover during that time frame is extra money for them. So,
right.
But unfortunately, the regulations didn't allow it. But otherwise, it really helps if you're traveling. If you're traveling by car, and I know you've done it, John, I've done it. I drove from Tampa, Florida, back to St. Louis, only stopping for about an hour near Nashville, Tennessee. And otherwise, went the whole distance in one shot. And by using the energy cleaner, in fact, when we got back, I even worked for a while. It wasn't even tired, didn't even need any rest yet, but I did sleep good that night.
Well, I drove to Indianapolis and back last weekend. I got to meet Ed Griffin and a number of other people, and I had the energy cleaner. It's a 6-hour trip each way, and quite frankly, 6 hours is not a big deal with the energy cleaner. It really isn't. I got to my destination in Indianapolis. I didn't feel dead dog tired. I felt like I'd driven maybe a couple of hours without the energy cleaner. But with the energy cleaner, those 6 hours passed rather quickly. And the same thing on the return trip. I got back in time to still have an hour and a half, 2 hours of daylight Sunday afternoon, and got a couple of things done, and went to bed and woke up. Of course, I sleep on the energy cleaner signal also, and I woke up feeling refreshed and energized and ready to go. And that's what life is for you and I, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John, and one of the best things about it is it's ready to go. It's steady state. It operates 24/7, 365. The only thing you have to pay attention to is on an annual basis, and that's changing the batteries once a year. This is any type of electronic device that uses batteries, they will eventually leak. And some of the newer type of batteries may not have that problem, but we're using the carbon zinc type flashlight batteries, D-size flashlight batteries,
right.
And they will
right.
leak. And you need to take them, change them out once a year, and that's any electronic device, not just the energy cleaner. But other than that, you don't have to really pay much attention to it. And I tell people that question the lamp and it's blinking red, then it's blinking green. That is only to indicate the output polarity as it does switch polarity on a regular cycle. So what I tell people that are confused by that, don't worry about the color. If it's blinking, it's working. Just keep using it.
Right, right. Well, that's pretty simple and pretty straightforward, isn't it?
It is. And the other thing, the other question is asked quite often, again, recently, how long can I use it? Can I overdo it? Can I use it too long? And that's not the case. You can use it as long as you want. If you wanted to lay around and sleep on it all day, you could do that, but you wouldn't be very productive doing something like that. But you can sleep on it, and then some people have a second unit, or they move it, the whole thing, to a couch or a recliner, and they watch movies. They use it somewhat during the day as well. I know people that will put the smaller pad that you offer on their office chair. They'll take that with them if they're working in an office, and they'll put that on the chair where they're sitting, maybe at a computer desk or something like that, and they will use the energy cleaner during the day, so they get double duty, and it helps them quite a bit.
Well, we had a woman named Diane that had called in every week for a couple of years. She's now retired. I heard from her the other day. She bought herself a Micro Plus Throw. She's bought over the years, I think, 12 or 14 energy cleaners to help family members, to help coworkers. And when I process an order, I have an account with stamps.com. And if it's a previous customer, their address pops up because they're already in the database. And about half the sales I make, Tom, are previous customers. Now, men and women who listen to the John Moore radio show, they actually do something most Americans don't do. They read books. That's how extraordinary is that? And they read books, and they buy energy cleaners, and they wouldn't buy the second one if the first one didn't work, would they, sir?
Nobody would waste one penny on a second, third, fourth unit. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. If the first one wasn't showing promise for their health, better health, and so on, they wouldn't spend another penny. But they do, John. I've had people that have bought three and four, but never as many as Diane. I know Diane purchased quite a few units.
Right. Well, it's $285 in shipping included to American zip codes. The energy cleaner itself, the mattress pads, vary in price depending on what you need. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Tom, you can place your order, everybody, at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Tom, we got our first caller here. We got John in Colorado. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Tom and John. I was listening to you earlier. John didn't have a chance to call in before, but just I like listening to your show, and I'm back and early in the mornings, Tom. It's great hearing about the energy cleaner. I keep telling people about it, whether they care or not. Like I said, I got it from my wife and I years ago. Whether it's working for my wife, I'm not sure. She's got issues constantly, but I just leave it for what it costs, and it's really nothing that much. It's just, you know, I get some use out of it. Like I said, I'm trying to set it up with my gardening. Maybe later on, after you told me what you can do with it. But, yeah, like I said, it's a great thing to, you know, for the money you spend, it's not much. It just keeps going. And, like, yeah, you put the batteries, you change them in a year, and that's it. So, thank you very much for all you're doing.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate the call, John. Let's advise people on how they can have a better harvest of fruits and vegetables using the energy cleaner, Tom.
Yes, John, and I just had a long conversation last night with a doctor who is going to start using the energy cleaner for greenhouse and gardening. This person sees the need and understands what we're up against, so it's time to start thinking about this. Gardening and greenhouses are going to be a needed item in the near future, so give it some careful consideration. But the energy cleaner will help with any of these gardening operations. if it's a greenhouse or just a garden plot in your yard, it's pretty simple to just stretch a grid of chicken wire over the area where the plants are growing. And one of the best methods I've found to hold the chicken wire are these plastic electric fence posts. They have a large spike at the end. You just hammer them in the ground, and they stay put. Now, they're not too hard to pick up and move if you need to, but the whole length of that post is like an insulator. So you can easily attach that chicken wire on or tie it on with a zip tie or nylon cord or anything. Just hook it onto that post and adjust the height so it's right above the tops of the plants, and then connect the energy cleaner output cable onto that chicken wire grid anywhere that's convenient. It doesn't have to be in a corner. It can be on a side. It can be in a corner. Anywhere that is convenient to connect to
it. That's right.
And it'll energize those plants.
Well, here's our break. Here's our break. We'll be right back and wrap this up.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and-lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Tom, I just found out that our mutual friend Tim Spencer did an interview with Jeff Nyquist last night for his show, Rural Survival Show. It's posted at YouTube and Rumble. If you put Rural Survival Show in either the YouTube search box or the Rumble search box, you'll find the interview he did with Jeff Nyquist. Well, Tom, I'll be getting more energy cleaners from you in a day or so. I've got, I think, 5 back orders waiting to be fulfilled, 5 or 6, and shipping them all over the country as usual. And helping people get their lives back. That's what we're all about here, helping people get their lives back, aren't we?
Yes, that's right, John. And I know I have the units ready, by the way. The big problem is coordinated at time that we can meet. I'll get those to you. But we can talk, you know, in an hour or so and try to set everything up.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaners will be in stock sometime today or tomorrow. I took delivery of 32 micro plus throws yesterday. I've got everything else in stock, all the different size mattress pads. I've got the boxes for shipping. I got the tape. I got the computer that generates the postage. I'm ready to go. All I need is for you folks to make up your mind that you're tired of being tired, that you're tired of the pain, and you want to get on with your life and do the things that you want to do. Go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, go hunting, fishing, ride a bicycle, ride a motorcycle, or jump out of an airplane, whatever it is that you're not doing because the arthritis pain's holding you back. This is what it's all about, is helping people live life to its fullest, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. And any of these activities that you had to curtail because of arthritic issues, things like that, so many people over the years have told us that they were finally able to get out of their house and get back to living life and traveling and playing golf, going fishing, going to the coffee shop to meet their friends. Many people in my local area that have used the energy cleaner have told me this very thing. In fact, I see them once in a while around town, and every time we talk, I'll see them at the store, and they'll tell me how great that thing is. It's helped them so much, and they continue to use it. And, John, I found out that a gentleman about 10 miles from me had bought an energy cleaner about 20 years ago, and he was having some serious arthritic issues, but he passed away. He was about 84, I believe. But way back then, 20 years ago, he had a large farm, and he just couldn't hardly work his tractors anymore, but he got the energy cleaner, and I remember how happy he was. I was at their home several times, and he was just showing me how he could move around so much better, and his greatest joy was that he could continue on with his farming and then turn the farm over to his grandson. As far as I can tell, the grandson is operating the farm now. So Grandpa got relief and was able to farm for the rest of his life the way he wanted to, and now he's passed on. But he was very grateful for that, and it helped him quite a bit. So there's a, you know, I found that out. Him and his wife was in tears. She was so happy about how much better he was doing. I remember that all these years ago. But I have some feedback, John, but it makes me sound like a salesman. But I'm just telling it like it is. And you've had similar situations with people.
I have. Tom, thank you. We'll do some radio in the morning and talk about emergency communications and ham radio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. I'll be ready.
All right. That's it for the day. Getting medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. And today, well, God bless Louisiana for what the Attorney General is doing. And God bless the United States of America.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.